Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
It sounds like another version of the truth. There ain't no other version of the truth. It's the truth or it's a lie. So what occurred is this: where the body of Christ, I'm gonna keep this thing in the context of saved people and Christians. The devil been the author of misinformation ever since he been a creator. But see, we call them lies. See, you don't know a lie till you know the truth. The truth tell you what a lie is. If the word of God, God said, thy word is truth. The Bible is pure truth. Under all circumstances, it is true. The word of God on healing is pure truth. It's not going to change one day and adjust. No, it means what it says every time. So, misinformation was one of the terms. And then another term they had was alternative facts. Alternative facts. Alternative fact. What is an alternative fact? That's another word for lie, for a lie. It's called an alternative fact. That means you call it that, but we call it something else. No. It's not both of those things. See, so what that means, I'm going to adjust what you know to be true, and I'm going to give you an alternative fact. When it's really not a fact at all. An alternative fact is a lie. That means you change the meaning of something. You call it something. It's not that. It's what the word says it is. So the devil is the author of alternative facts. Okay, I'm going to do it at 10 o'clock service. But this is good, yeah. The body of Christ, says, listen, we the children of God. God gives us wisdom to let us see through the games of the devil. Oh, yeah. We have discernment. And so, if the devil going to accomplish something, he got to do it down here. The devil been defeated. He got to do it down here where we are. So that's why God gives us the word of God, the wisdom of God, to understand where we can walk in truth. Amen. He said, thy word is truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you what? Free. If the truth make you free, what does the lie do to you? It produces bondage. Okay, we have a, right now, there's some things going on in America right now. And I'm going to keep it spiritual for you before I go, you know, because it's not over yet. There's some dynamics happening in America right now. It's like they're at the pit of hell. It's like, oh my God, the devil got a ball. He got a thing going on here. Amen. So I want to show you scripturally, because there's nothing new under the sun. You know, people have been here before. You know, you look at Romans. You know, one of the biggest things that occurred in Romans was corruption. Corruption is a proper professional name for criminals. That's all that is. It ain't nothing but a dressed up name for you, a criminal. You're a thief. You're a liar. The word corrupt sound almost nice. Yeah. But it takes place in the organization of a lot of people. People have gotten to come to get used to corruption like it's all right. It's not. One of the greatest downfalls in the country, in our African countries, was corruption. Yeah. And see, in America, we had all these rules and the Constitution and all this. You couldn't just be openly corrupt in America because we're a nation of laws. The rule of law governs in America. That's what has made America a difference in the past. Now, the devil all over the world. Amen. When you start calling good bad and bad good, you corrupt. But the Bible said that's what was going to happen. We're coming to time where people call good bad and bad good. That means you're becoming comfortable with corruption. All right, so here, weaponize. We're going to weaponize your faith. That was a state of weaponize your faith. See, this weaponize, it keeps you in a warfare mindset. You better be in a warfare mindset because you're still on the war field. This is not heaven. This is earth. And so you got to hold to the truth. When you're making sure you have the truth of the word of God, what God says, amen, you'll keep yourself, be sober, be diligent for your adversary, the devil walking about seeking whom he may devour. When you say be sober and diligent, you better know the facts. Get the facts according to the word of God, not alternative facts. Well, you know, that wasn't really Jesus. That wasn't really Jesus. You know, Jesus, we believe in Jesus, but he wasn't really God's son. That's an alternative fact. It's a lie. The Bible says that's his son. The word of God said this is his son. God said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. You can't adjust that. Well, what that really means is that he was really somebody important. He wasn't. Do you know whole religions and cults are built on alternative facts? And what was the other thing that I gave? The first one that they call what? They're built on what's called alternative facts, and they're lies. In other words, there's a book called Kingdom of the Cults. When you look at what cults believe, they go good until you get to a certain fact. Like, whoa, wait a minute, hold on, wait a minute, what about that? That ain't in the Bible. But see, if you don't know what's in the Bible, you're going to get programmed to believe a lie. Amen. And so you got to hold fast to the truth. And the Bible talks about itself. The word talks about itself. See, now, how this healing? Because with healing, you got to get the word and you got to hold fast to it. Because your enemy is a devil. He's a liar. Well, it doesn't really mean that. That's why God gave you the hospitals. No, it's not. The hospitals are not in every country. There are places with no doctors, no hospitals, but sick people. And preachers and the word of God. God didn't know that. Yeah, he knew it. It's the word says he sent his word to heal him. He's a healer. Well, am I not supposed to go? Yeah, go to the doctor. You know, yeah. Take advantage of it. But get the word of God. Where your faith is in God. Now let me go further. Here's what I want to give you. These points I want to give you. We'll start that from the beginning. When you get the word of God on divine healing and divine health, amen. We talked about the faith process. In James, it says be a doer of the word of God, amen. So what you hear, number one, you got to know what you hear. Now, in America, you know we have certain networks like TV stations that are propaganda networks. That's not me calling them that. They've done studies to show that they're not necessarily giving you the truth. No, propaganda is a version of the truth. It's an adjusted version of the truth. Even lies. Some of the guest speakers, the guests that are on there are lying directly to you. They're giving you their opinion and not a fact. They're not giving real facts. They're giving opinion. Some of them are not even reporters. They're talking heads. They're people that are paid to give you their opinion and what they think about the subject, amen, and not necessarily the facts. The danger would be is when you don't know you're listening to a person who is not being held to give you facts. We come through a period where there are people bragging about the fact that there's no law against lying to you. There's no law against lying to you on a network show, a talk show, or a you know, a televised news program, it's not against the law for them to lie to you. Now, you know who has to know that? You do. Based on the subject you're listening to. All right, so here, now let me go. So what you hear, so you got to know what you hear. See, here in the Bible, the word of God withstood the test of time. Amen. It confirms itself. So you got to know, okay, yeah, the Bible said this, yeah, but is the Bible true? See, the Muslims don't believe this. They said, no, here it is right here. No, that's not it. This is it right here. So as you develop yourself in the truth and you study the word of God, you realize this book's supernatural here. God is confirming his word. He confirms his word. And then he confirms it and verifies it in several places. But let me go give you all the points. Number one, what you hear. You got to know. You got to evaluate what you hear. If you don't know the truth, what you hear can be a danger to you. If you don't actually know the truth, you can be taken in. Number two is what you know. What you know. What does that do with healing? Yeah? Well, you know, the Lord doesn't heal everybody. Okay. What are you basing that on? The people that got sick and died. So that means God doesn't heal everybody. Did God save everybody? I don't know, because there's some people that died and didn't get saved. So was that God? Was that God doing that where they said, no, you can't have none. You can't be saved. No, it's not. Man is a free moral agent. See, what happened? The carnal mind will try to figure that out and not get the word on it. The scripture said God's not willing that any should perish. That has to do with salvation. Salvation is made available to whosoever will. You can accept it or reject it. That means that God not rejected anybody. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He made salvation available to everybody. But if you don't know that, you say, well, so-and-so, they never did go to church and get saved. Was that God doing that, or was that them? All right, so you got to look at healing. Well, that God doesn't heal everybody. God did healing 2,000 years ago when Jesus came out of the grave and made healing available. If you're hungry and we fill the room up with food and you don't go in there and eat, it's not on us. We made the provision. Okay, but let's go. I want two minute examples. I want to give you the points. So number two was what you know, the word of God. You know the word of God. You want to know the word of God. You must lay a foundation in your life for truth. Okay, now. Oh, I know what I was trying to think of the word that I had given you earlier. Y'all didn't even help me. The word was misinformation. Remember, misinformation. All right, this is very dangerous, misinformation. They tried to give the people misinformation about Jesus in the tomb. They said, tell them they done moved the body. Remember that? In the resurrection, they tell them they moved the body. They stole the body. That's what the people that were organized who sent the soldiers, the angels came and moved the soldiers out the way and rolled the stone away. And so they made up a story to match why the stone was rolling and the body wasn't in the tomb anymore. That was misinformation, meaning it wasn't the truth. God revealed all the information so you would know the truth. If that didn't happen, you ain't saved. There could be no salvation. That body was stolen. He didn't ascend to the Father. All the rest of it would be a lie. But it's not a lie. It's confirmed. They saw Jesus. Jesus showed up. They saw him die and they saw him in the square. He stayed on earth for 40 days and confirmed that, yes, I'm alive. I'm him. They knew he was very, very much alive before he died. They saw him on the cross. And then they saw him, put him in that tomb. They knew he was dead. And then they saw him alive with the holes in his hand. Come on, somebody. So, see, God did this for us to know the what? Truth. Okay, so what had happened is, and I'm amazed about this, is that how over the last several years, people have been saturated with lies through the media. They've been saturated. Like this. this political stuff, but it's not political stuff because it's about people's lives and what's going to happen and what they're going to do and all of this right here. All right, so what we have to do is what you know, the Word of God, what you think. Now, once you know something and you think and you meditate on it, you think on it. Now, if it's a lie, you meditating on a lie. Okay, what's going to happen? This process is going to play out in your life the way you have bought into a lie. And you meditating on it, and you will bring it to a place in your life where you will begin to act on a lie. And there are many people who are acting on a lie. So the program was, there was a whole network which was a propaganda network. Guy wrote a book about it. I would call the name of the network. He wrote a book about it. It says nothing but a propaganda network. That's a powerful thing. Now, here's the interesting thing about it. There's certain things you can't just call people or they can file lawsuits against you. But when you document and write in a book, you say, I'm ready to go to court. Let's go to court over this. Now, it's not. They're giving you alternative facts. And telling you they're giving you alternative facts. I remember the lady that was Kelly Conway. She said, these are alternative facts. What did you just say? There's no such thing as no alternative fact. If the chair green, the chair blue, and I say it's red, you say it's blue because you see blue. I say it's red because I'm giving you an alternative fact. Well, it could be red. No, it can't. It's blue. It can't be red unless you paint it red. But right now it's blue. What they're saying, it can be two things. One is the truth and one is the lie. And they're saying, you can believe a lie just as well as the truth. They're both equal. That's a lie. See, believers, let's go away from this. They talk about divine healing. See, if the devil can keep you keep us ignorant, you won't walk in healing. Because you won't have any faith in God's word. If he can get you believing, well, you know, if God would have wanted you healing, he wouldn't have sent the doctor. That's an alternative fact. That's a lie. That's not true. Now, the interesting thing, whole religions with thousands of people in them are built on alternative facts and misinformation. It's some cult groups out there. If you start studying, they sound real good at first. But they figure you're going to only go so far. When they start telling you after you die, it ain't nowhere for you to go. You dead, you done, that's it. You didn't hear that part in the message. And if you ain't reading the Bible, reading their book like you ain't reading the Bible, you're going to be listening to them. And you're going to swallow misinformation. And you're going to pass it on to other people. And you're going to condemn people to hell. Saints, listen. Ain't no resurrection, ain't no salvation. See, so what occurred is, if Jesus didn't raise from the dead, you can't either. But they said, when you die, you're done. It's all over. It's a whole denomination, whole religion based on that. You know, they got green books and no windows in their churches. But see, when you shall know that Jesus said you shall know the truth, what happened, the truth shall make you feel free or keep you free. Y'all got some friends in these cults. You can't hold a good 10-minute conversation with them going off on that stupid stuff. But they bought it. But let's go quickly. So what you think, that's Joshua 1:8-9. Meditate on the word. God telling us what to think about. All right, you know. Then, now, after what you think, what you picture. What you think determines what you picture. If you're thinking and picturing a lie, or if misinformation created it, you're up the creek. You're in a dangerous area because you don't have the truth. You're not hearing from God. You got to hear from whoever gave you that misinformation. You got to keep hearing from them. All right, so it's just like, anyway, I won't go there. So what you think will determine what you picture. You got to know, once you bite the wrong thing, it's going to take you down a path. What you hear, what you know. Okay, the woman with the issue of blood, she heard of Jesus. She believed what she heard. She came in the press. She acted on what she heard and what she believed. For she said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment. You got to understand, look at the process of how the process works on you. This is why when you aggressively get into the Word of God, you can move into these areas at a faster pace. Now, we covered 2 Corinthians 5, where it says, every imagination and every high thing. The Bible, although it's given a warning, it's really giving you a description of how your imagination works. Who you think made imagination? Who you think made man to function the way he functions? God did. The devil didn't make man with imagination. But he perverts it. He knows what goes in it. And he knows if you get the wrong thing in it, it's going to produce the wrong thing. There's some things you shouldn't think about. There's some things you should not meditate on. Because they're not true. They're not holy. They're not just. They're not lovely. They're not pure. They're not of honest and of a good report. Don't think about them. Keep them out. You're a free moral agent. You determine. Okay, let's go. What's your picture? That's your imagination. Now, what we've dealt with, if you have a network, a television station network, it's a propaganda network, and they're running 24/7, and you watching it a lot like that, you're going to get programmed in some lies. You're going to be so programmed till you won't believe that the count is really the count. See, your imagination, you've been programmed and don't know it. You allowed alternative facts and misinformation to get in you. You didn't rebuke it at the early stage until you'll believe that the count is really wrong and one number is not bigger than another number and one person didn't win, although they got 7 million more votes, you'll believe, no, they didn't really win. Something is really wrong. Know what's wrong? What they told you was wrong. You've been programmed. You're in a cult. You have been a cult. You have been programmed. You've been Jim Jonesed. That's the same thing. Jim Jones programmed those people. He held up the Bible and said, we don't need this thing anymore. We don't. Next thing you know, they're going down to Guyana. I remember I did the teaching, the series on the characteristics of a cult leader. Yeah. You don't need no cult leader. You got Jesus. The author and finisher of our faith. Nobody got nobody to lead you nowhere else. You have a Savior. You have a friend in Jesus. I remember hearing a preacher say one time, you say, everybody can't be my friend. I said, I don't need you no friend. I got Jesus, bro. I got a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. If you want to be friends, that's good. If not, I'm good. I had a friend when I met you. They're sticking closer than a brother. Come on, somebody. See, so when you know the truth, see, I knew the truth already. I don't need you. I ain't needed like that. I'm complete in him. God tell you, say, yeah, baby, I want to be your friend. And you said, no, I got a friend. No, baby, I have a friend. Amen. Amen. I'm believing God for a husband. I got a friend already. They're sticking closer than a brother. I'm just bothering y'all. God is good, isn't it? Amen. The devil is a lie. But let's wrap this up. I'm over time. Amen. Isn't God good? So what you picture determines what you speak. Determines what you speak or what you confess. And then the next step is what you act or what you do. That's where it is. Down there, you out there protesting that the president didn't win and all the counts in. All of the electorals have voted. And you down there protesting, talking about it didn't happen. It happened. You're delusional now. You've deluded yourself now. And you want to fight about it. You want to turn the whole government over because you got sucked into a cult. You started out believing them lies. And them lies, they progressed inside of you. Lord have mercy. God got us set. I'm telling you, see, this is not heaven. And so I thank God, you know, and you got to love everybody. Well, love that God loves us. He know that we want us to know the truth. You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. So listen, I'm going to stop here. I'm going to pick up next time. I'm going to cover this. But these components I gave you, what you hear, what you know, what you think, what you picture, what you speak or confess, and what you act. This, you must apply this to every area. Your health, your goals, your marriage, your children, all of this, you must create an imagination. Your imagination must be the combination of all of these things based on the Word. Every bit of it has to be in agreement with the Word. You can't thank God and speak devil. You got to stay consistent. So I thank God for Jesus. Amen. I've had a good time. Have you been blessed? Amen. Amen. This is morning service. God is so good. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, them people. Believing a lie. Misinformation. Fake news. Ain't no such thing as no fake news. But see, listen, the Bible you have is called good news. Any fake news can't be in there. Fake news? Fake news? What's fake news? That's the name that the liars give to the truth. The name that the liars give to the real truth is called fake news. See, because the news, the Bible is good news, so the liar gonna call the good news fake news. Because see, the liar got to turn you to their news, which is the real fake news. Because the good news is full of miracles. It's been around a long time. It's been confirmed by God. You have the good news. And all the time they're talking about fake news, the people with the good news ain't said nothing. Oh, we got the good news. Ah, that's fake news. There ain't no fake news. The truth is good news. See, so the news, all of this has to do with the news. N-E-W-S. The Bible is called, remember when you first learned what the gospel meant? Good news. Remember that? You know people say that, but good news. The word of God. God's word is true to 1,000 generations. And the devil gonna come along in a nation with 300 million people. And introduce misinformation. You got to call it what it is. That's a lie. That's a lie. The crowd sat. There was a million people coming to see my inauguration. That's a lie. That's a lie. You can count the people that wasn't there. So you get used to lying. You get used to lying. You think it's well, you know you're lying because you've been a liar all along. So, but people, they hear it because they listen. You ain't got to be listening to you. You got to listen to the truth. The word says, you shall know the truth. But you can't just know it. You got to know it and hold to it and confess it. Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location, in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's theheirchurch.org.